Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834, and you can press the number 1 if you'd like to be on the show. If you'd like to talk on the show, if you'd like to be on the air, just call into the show, which is 818-301-5834. Press the number 1, and voila, you'll be up and running on the show. Okay? You'll be up and running on the show. And now today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Now, let's see here. Let's see what I want to do before I get started. Few things I wanted to do before I get started, but let's go ahead and do our word of the day. Today's word of the day is stolid. Stolid. That's T-O-L-I-D. Stolid. Stolid is an adjective, and it means having or expressing little or no sensibility. Unemotional. That's who stolid is. You know, I'm sure you know some people like that who are unemotional. Have little sensibility, sensitivity towards other people, and they are called stolid. Okay? Again, it's an adjective, and it means having or expressing little or no sensibility. It's stolid. All right? And you can take that and do whatever you please with it. You can stick it in your vocabulary and do your thing with it. Today, right now, let's get out of here. I was looking at the weather for Panama City. Okay, let's look at our weather. Right now, it's 55 degrees in the ATL. Today we're looking at a high of 86, low of 58, clouds here and there, but pretty much sunshine all day. It's bright sunshine out there right now, no clouds in the sky. And that's the way it's going to be tomorrow. Wednesday, we're looking at 89 and partly cloudy, and 63 at night. Thursday, sunshine, 88, 64 at night. Friday, 86 and cloudy, 63 at night. Saturday, 85 degrees and 63 at night. So it looks like we're pushing on into the you know, great part of the weekend, which is Memorial Day weekend. We'll have a great weekend this weekend for sure. Okay. And so you guys, I want you guys to really be careful this weekend and take care of yourselves, and have a great time, and be, you know, cordial, polite, and keep your head on straight all weekend. Okay? All weekend. So before I get into the show, let me say this. Last night's game was pretty epic, okay, between Toronto and Cleveland, if you guys aren't following the game. But it was pretty epic between Toronto and Cleveland, and it turned out good. At least Toronto is giving these guys a run for their money. They didn't sweep them. They didn't sweep Toronto, and it looks like Toronto is going to give them, you know, a run for their money. All right. So let's see what happens. I think this is going to be the best series out of them all. Now, if the if Golden State plays, you know, bad like they did the other night, then they're going to be in for a very rude awakening. Okay, a very rude awakening. So we'll see what happens right there. But in the meantime, let's get on with the show. Today's show is entitled, Is Breakfast the Most Important Meal? So let's find out if breakfast is the most important meal. I found an article today about that, and I want to see, you know, what you guys think. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call me and find out, right? Call me and talk on the show. Give me your opinion, all right? Again, when you call into the show, if you want to be on the air, just press the number one, and I will give you airtime, all right? Now, here we go. Here's the article. Everything you thought about breakfast is wrong. Okay, that's what caught my eye. It says, where breakfast is concerned, your mom might have been off base, and so is a lot of research. Most people think breakfast is important. Ask five to name the most important meal, and three or four will say breakfast. Science seems to back that up. Studies show that kids who eat breakfast tend to perform better in school. Even the NIHA says breakfast has been suggested to positively affect learning in children in terms of behavior, cognitive, and school performance. Other studies show that men who skip breakfast have a greater risk of heart disease than those who eat breakfast. And plenty of studies show that skipping breakfast correlates with obesity. My mom was definitely a believer. She made sure we ate breakfast every morning. To her, us missing breakfast would have been like us forgetting to get dressed before we left the house. It just wasn't done. So I've eaten breakfast my whole life. I usually eat within 10 minutes of waking up. I eat about 6 small meals a day, which also means that at any point in the day, I'm about 30 minutes away from feeling hungry. Me, I'm all in on the importance of breakfast. Yet my wife rarely eats breakfast. Sometimes she doesn't eat until lunchtime, but she suffers no ill effects. She's one of the smartest, most productive people I know, and she's trim and fit and, well, let's just say I'm a lucky guy. And as for heart disease, I've eaten breakfast my whole life, and I've had a heart attack. Granted, my wife and I comprise just 2 data points, but our findings may be as accurate as much of the research. The heart disease study sounds scary, but ultimately shows only that heart disease and skipping breakfast are correlated, not causal, okay? Correlated, not the cause, okay? Not causal. It's a little like the old saying about churches. Cities with more churches tend to have more alcoholics or NBA fans or cat lovers or really anything. While that sounds like churches led to alcoholism, the simpler explanation is that cities with more churches tend to have greater populations, meaning the number of people in any subset will also be greater. The number of churches and the number of alcoholics correlates, but is not causal. Okay? The same is somewhat true for finding that kids that who eat breakfast perform better in school. While a hungry child is less likely to be able to focus, most of the research kids who are part of school breakfast programs, which means the majority of those kids come from underprivileged backgrounds and may not be getting enough to eat in general. Eating a meal at school makes a difference for children who are chronically hungry. That meal just happens to be breakfast. As for the relationship between skipping breakfast and obesity, people smarter than I have found major flaws in the related research. So what does all this mean? Researching the life plan, it's hard to argue that smoking or sitting for long periods of time isn't bad for you. But research shouldn't necessarily determine how you live your life. If you don't eat breakfast and aren't obese, why change your routine? If you don't eat breakfast but hit the professional ground running hard each morning, why change your routine? If your cholesterol levels are peachy and your blood pressure is fine and your overall health is good and you don't eat breakfast, why change your routine? If what you're doing is working for you, keep doing it. And if not, make smart changes. Like all of us, you know the basics of how to eat healthy and get fitter. You know, so just start doing more of what you already know is good for you. Yes, it really is that easy. And of course, it is that hard. That may include eating breakfast, or it may not. What matters is what works for you. Okay, so that didn't tell us much at all. I gotta throw this article away because that's not that didn't really tell us much at all. You know, when you think about it. So I'm not gonna get into that, but I will say that I'm one for breakfast. Okay? I'm one for breakfast. I eat breakfast and you know I don't know. I guess it's the way I feel. Okay? And because I feel that way, I feel like breakfast is an important meal. I think it's very important. And I you know, if it wasn't, it wouldn't be a part of our thing, right? It wouldn't be a part of our thing. So I'm just saying that I think that, you know, it's a good thing. And I do breakfast. I try to do breakfast as much as I can. Okay? I try to do breakfast as much as I can. You know, if I can't, I do eat something. Okay? I really do. I really do eat something for breakfast. And I think that, you know, because of that, it makes things work out. You know, I don't know if things, you know, would work out differently if I, you know, if I wasn't a breakfast guy. But I am a breakfast guy. I, you know, I love breakfast. And you know, but probably because of that, I do want to, you know, eat breakfast in the mornings, especially when I'm out, on vacation. I'm going to eat breakfast. Okay. You know, I may not just eat a lot of breakfast. I may not eat breakfast all the time, but I do eat breakfast. All right. I do like to eat breakfast. So that's, you know, that's one of my things. I'll eat me some breakfast. Now it's like thinking about getting your day going. When you get your day going, you tend to do breakfast. Breakfast seems to give you, it does give you energy that you need to make things happen. Okay? It does give you energy. So so if you think about it that way, you take that energy and run with it. You know, that energy will help you do more things, for sure. Okay? It'll help you do more things, for sure. So, I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling a certain type of way today. I got about 8 minutes left in the show, but I'm gonna close out the show here in just a minute, and because I just didn't really have a whole lot to put out there today. Okay. I thought this article was really going to be something that I could grab a hold of and help you guys to make things happen with this. That wasn't the case, right? That wasn't the case. So I'm going to close out the show here, and I'll let you guys have your day. Join me tomorrow. Same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. And I promise you, I'll have a better show on tomorrow. It's Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you. So again, guys, thanks for holding there. And again, it was, you know, as far as breakfast, breakfast is may not be the most important meal of the day, but it's important. Okay, all they're saying is it's important. And everyone should eat about 6 meals a day. Okay, 6 small meals a day. I think that's, you know, that is to keep your, what do you call it, your metabolism running high, on point. Breakfast is one of my favorite meals. And what I'm and what I usually say, I'll eat breakfast. I'll eat breakfast every day. I used to eat breakfast, you know, in the mornings. At night. Someone texting me saying that breakfast not a real, you know, a big deal. Well, that's your opinion. You're entitled to that. But, you know, my thing is that, you know, I like breakfast. And that's the way my mom pushed me to it. She said that breakfast was an important meal of the day. And she wanted me, you don't have to eat a big breakfast. You know, you got pancakes, sausage, and eggs, and bacon, and grits on the side and all this. You don't have to eat a gigantic breakfast, but excuse me, but just put something, get something going on your stomach, put something in there, get you going, get your metabolism going, right? Because believe me, once you get out in the morning and don't have breakfast, don't have anything, you just hit out the door and go to work. On your way to work, or once you get to work and you start getting your juices going and start to work and doing stuff, hey, that your body needs something to fuel your body. You know, and food and beverages fuel your body. That's why that breakfast is an important meal. Now, if you're not a one that get up in ride and shine in the morning and head out and do your work, then, you know, that's not gonna matter to you. You know, if you work at night or something like that, then breakfast isn't gonna be very important to you. Okay, but, you know, if you're one that get up in the morning and you got to be at work at 7 or you got to be at work at 6:30, 5:30, whatever it is, early morning, then I think you should have something for breakfast. Okay, you should have something for breakfast. So, you know, do that, things happen. And again, I'm gonna close out the show here, hopefully you guys will join me tomorrow. Again, you know, I was hoping that this article will have a lot more information in it for you guys, but, you know, it didn't seem to have what I wanted in there, okay? What I was looking for, all right? So maybe I'll do a more extensive search, and we'll talk about breakfast again. But that's, you know, that's the way it is, okay? And so join the show tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you guys tomorrow in about 23 and a half hours. See you.
I've had a lot of sleepless nights.